Dreamscape presents Crown of Blood and Glass by Lucinda Dark and Rebecca Gray. Narrated by Isla Jacobs and Nick Mondelli. Prologue. Devonry. Somewhere in the near future. There is no fire, but there is warmth. A heat so wicked that it threatens to burn me down to my very core. It sends sweat down my spine. And at the same time, it calls to me like an old friend, like a memory, one I should know but can't recall. It escapes me, slipping from between my fingers like smoke. Fingertips trace the shape of my face, making my whole body jerk in surprise. Through the shadows, I can sense him. His breath is hot and damp in my face. I can taste his need, his torment. It's violent like the man himself. Solomon's nails, usually filed down, are sharp and vicious. His true awakening has peaked. The monster within is as close to the surface as I've ever felt it, leaving him balancing on the thin line of control. Something hot and hard presses insistently against my inner thighs. That warmth from earlier steals up and over my face as my own response softens my insides. My teeth rake against my lower lip as I try to catch my breath. The gods are cruel creatures. Of all the men they could bring so low, why did it have to be him? And why? Oh, why do I have to care? Solomon tries to be gentle, but it's almost as if he can't help himself. His grip is punishingly tight, so much so that he threatens to break me into a million pieces. I almost hope he does. Then I would be freed from these emotions, these physical reactions to him. He turns his hand until just the tip of his sharpened claw touches my jawline. "So soft," he mutters. "You're always soft, and you smell like the realm of the gods. You smell like divinity itself." The sound of his raspy voice, heavy with lust and something deeper, darker, makes me shiver in his arms. As if to prove his point, he leans closer, skimming his nose over.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?